Patriots Radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford inviting you to stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. Well, we got off to a little rocky start here tonight. It's the eve of the 4th. So we thought we'd have a little fireworks display right at the beginning, and you may have heard it. But of course, it created mass confusion, all the smoke and such in the room here now. So while we're waiting for the smoke to clear, we will settle in. We've got a great audience. Once again, give yourselves a big hand. All right. And as I said, it is July 3rd, so tomorrow, of course, is Independence Day, and we're just getting a head start on that tonight. We have a great lineup of artists, folks who've been on the show before, so it's like having family come back with us tonight, and we're glad to have all of them. Delta Rain takes its name from the area around Mobile Bay, where five rivers flow together. The name also reflects their many musical influences, blended together in a style they call Delta Bluegrass. Founding members Pat and Benita Murphy have been singing together for years, developing the tight blend and phrasing of family-style harmony. Benita sings most of the lead vocals and is the principal songwriter and arranger. Pat brings his innovative banjo work to the group and his questionable sense of humor. Fiddle player George Mason has toured the world, performing with the likes of Bobby Vinton, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Rich Little, Patti Page, the Gatlin Brothers, and many more. He was band leader, musical director, and arranger for the Osmonds for 6 years, and still is staff guitarist for the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. Upright bass player Joshua Fall is the newest member of the group. He's a multi-instrumentalist who's enjoyed playing in a variety of genres, including jazz, Afro-Cuban, R&B, rock, religious, and musicals. His first introduction to bluegrass was when he was asked to fill in on the bass with Delta Rain at a bluegrass festival. He borrowed a bass for the show, fell in love with it and the bluegrass genre itself, and decided to join the band. Please welcome Delta Rain.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, and a tree full of honey, but if you get no hugging, no smooching or a mugging, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make hay, boy. You're going the wrong way, boy. Gotta get a little honey. It's better than money. 'Cause if you ain't loving, then you ain't living.
To be here at Radio Live, and our good friend Oh, yeah, what was his name again? Oh, yeah, Pat Crawford.
Radio Live, okay.
That's what it says.
Oh, it's so good to be back. I think this is our fourth time here, and it's just great. I'm glad they had that little hiatus, but I'm glad they're back. Thank y'all for supporting. This is a great little show. All right, we're going to do a new tune. It's still in the works. We're still taking it out on sea trials right now, but we're hoping to put this one on the next album and hope you like it, called Country Sunday. Wind chimes singing on a rusty nail, harmonizing with a whippoorwill and a willow weeping out in the yard. Church bells ringing in the mountain air, old men sitting in their rocking chairs with their suit and ties and an old guitar. Toes are tapping on that old front porch, you can smell fried chicken through an old swing door. Honey, cool country Sunday. Dust coming up from down the road, family crowd starting to grow as time slows down in the afternoon. We all knew heaven wasn't far away when Grandma'd sing Amazing Grace. It meant supper time would be here soon. Before we sat down to break the bread, we'd all gather round and bow our heads on a cool country Sunday. Grandpa prayed and said amen. Thank the Lord we're all together again. Grandma smile and wipe her tears away. We pass the plate on a cool country Sunday.
For all the old folks, here's an old folk song.
wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going.
Another new one that we're thinking about the album, and y'all are still our test audience for this one. Let's see if we can do this, boys. Okay. Go back around the mountain.
Back around the mountain, do it one more time. Why do I follow this hard-headed, stubborn heart of mine? You think I'd learn my lesson, you think I'd know by now. And it's one way I ain't found. So it's back around the mountain one more time. Well, life is a journey from the cradle to the grave. And the road is rough and rocky when we don't learn from our mistakes. If there's a wrong turn to take, then you can bet I will. Get so close to the top, then I roll right down the hill. And it's back around the mountain, do it one more time. Why do I follow this hard-headed, stubborn heart of mine? You think I'd learn the lesson, you think I'd know by now. There ain't but one way out of here, and it's one way I ain't found. So it's back around the mountain one more time. Thank you. too good to be true. But he's a real smooth talker if he has his way with you. And it's back around the mountain, do it one more time. Why do I follow this hard-headed, stubborn heart of mine? You think I'd learn a lesson, you think I'd know by now. There ain't but one way out of here, and it's one way I ain't found. So it's back around the mountain, one more time.
Be back with us in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. You can find them on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. All right. Y'all having a good time? You were real quiet there for a minute. I was worried about you. I guess that firework fiasco kind of got everybody all rattled here, you know. All right. Born and raised in Jacksonville at a time when classical music was offered in public schools. Remember that? Walter Parks began his music career studying the viola in middle school. After a transition to the guitar in 1973, he formed his first group, the Parental Tears Band, so named as an ode to his parents who shared the dread that their offspring would pursue music careers. While attending the University of Georgia in Athens and promoting big campus concerts, he had the opportunity to play Duane Allman's 1959 Sunburst Gibson Les Paul, a transformational experience that still resonates with him. In the early 1980s, Walter returned to his hometown to form a fusion jazz band called Sneakers. Managing his own clothing store by day, he took quarterly buying trips to New York, where he became entranced by Manhattan's pace and serious music scene. After creating a society band called the Wingtips in Jacksonville and winning a rock talent contest piloted by Don Kirshner, he took his first original electric band, Dear John, to New York. In 1991, he and cellist Stephanie Winters formed the acoustic duo called The Nudes, enjoying a successful career touring throughout the U.S. and recording 3 albums, also making numerous appearances on this program. In 2001, Walter was invited to join Richie Havens' trio as lead guitarist, a role he played until Havens' retirement in 2010 and subsequent death in 2013. Since that time, Walter has been focusing his efforts on his Southern Roots band Swamp Cabbage and solo performances as well. Please join me in welcoming Walter Parks.
Let a sparrow sing a song for the angel who don't belong, 'cause he don't matter, not like you should in the devil's neighborhood. Little angel, fly to me. Let me touch you. Let me see. I'm gonna listen if you come around. Oh, the devil out of town. You can take me with the truth. You can be my living proof. I wanna see the same world that you do from the angel's point of view. Little wings on the ground, I'm an angel, no one's around, but I can fly when the sky's not blue. There's too much trouble to fly through. All I wanted was the truth, so I look for mine in you. I tried to see the same world you saw too, from the angel's point of view. Catch you and make you mine. I thought I'd save you, but what from? You're already loved by everyone.
I am so glad to be here, and y'all just don't know, but I'm going to tell you why. Yeah, two nights ago, I was in Sweden, and when I got off the plane last night in Fort Lauderdale, I just felt like I was in a sauna in that Florida wetness. And it was, you know, when I lived here, I was always cursing that Florida wetness, but last night it felt so good to be back in my home state, so. You know, it's funny how just the right person in the right situation can bring out something in you that you never knew you had. And if you're lucky, that situation or that person can change you for the rest of your life. Such was the case one night when I went out dancing in New York City, and I saw this poster of this DJ, this techno DJ, and I kind of like that music. So I asked this beautiful tall woman if she would like to go dancing with me. Musicians don't normally dance, or they don't dance to, you know, that kind of thing. But we took a chance, and we got there about 11 o'clock at night, which is what the sign said was the starting time, and we got there, and there was nobody there. Ladies and gentlemen, there were these pedestals in this wonderful ballroom, and it was like one of those wood floor gymnasiums from the 50s and that kind of thing. It just had a great vibe to it, and there was nobody in the room except for us. So we decided to come back later. About 2 a.m, we got there, and it was finally packed. But those pedestals were now adorned with these beautiful dancers. Now, this is nothing off color or anything. They were completely clothed. They were in the go-go boots, and they all looked like I Dream of Jeannie on top of those pedestals, you know. So picture it. And there was all this dry ice, and people were dancing, and anyway, to fast forward, the evening went so well, and I found out I could really dance to that kind of stuff, and I liked it, you know. But it went so well, I ended up marrying that woman, and I'm still married today. So, that's not to guarantee if you go to a techno DJ you're going to get married, but I'm sure it has happened. So this is a song I wrote in thinking about that evening. It's called So Bad, So Good. We're walking to the Roxy. You grab me by the arm. You kill me when you call upon the sweet Missouri charm. You say that all decisions made tonight they will be mine. Maybe you are tempting me, but I'm gonna take my time. I'm wanting you so bad, but I'm trying to be so good. We walk into the Roxy, we walk into a dream. The go-go girls, they rise above the clouds, or so it seems. But we don't wanna dance until the DJ draws a crowd. I wish we had a private velvet sofa just for now. I bet the VIPs have one unspoken for or two. We walk right by security, somehow they let us through. I'm wanting you so bad, but I'm trying to be so good. I'm wanting you so bad. But you're treating me so good. Remember what our bodies came to do, and that's dance until the DJ grabs a hold of me and you. It just so happened that it's Easter Sunday morning, but the DJ doesn't care. You kill me when you slap me with that Kansas City hair. The go-go girls, they rise above a room full of sardines. Absolutely no one who can work a way between. I'm wanting you so bad, but I'm trying to be so. Thank you. All right, enough of that serious stuff. Can I get down to some southern music here and a little good beat to it? All right, as Pat was saying, I've got a group called Swamp Cabbage. And so that's the moody, pensive sort of serious side of me. Now we'll get to the other side, if you wouldn't mind. There's nothing more, I know y'all can relate to this, because in Florida there's always a lot of New Yorkers around, or people from the north or whatever. And that's great. It's great. Once again, I have a house there, and I'm all threaded in everywhere. I don't know where I really live. But there's no greater pleasure as a Southerner than introducing a Northerner to Southern cooking for the very first time. Now, I had the pleasure of doing this a couple of years back. I was working with a musician, and he had dietary issues. He was all free range and everything, and I thought, I'm going to do this guy right the first time, and I took him to the quintessential palace of Southerndom, the Waffle House. All right, picture this. I know him so well, and he walked in, and he was nervous, you know, I was just playing into it. And he had told me before we went in, he said, I want to try grits. You know, that's always the routine, you know. I want to try grits. So he goes in and asks the waiter for grits without butter. We all know this is just wrong. It's just dead wrong. And, but you know that adage that goes, the customer is always right. You know, if you're in service, you kind of get taught that at a young age. Well, this waiter retorted to that question with just a wonderful sense of Southern certainty and firmness, but yet Southern grace. And he said, now check it out. Once again, my friend said, I'd like my grits without butter, sir. And the waiter said, I'm sorry, sir, but they gonna be butter. They gonna be butter. So ladies and gentlemen, from this point forward in your life, when you're encountering one of those pickles in life you can't get out of, I want you to just say to yourself, they gonna be butter. So I had to write something about that.
I'm salivating, I'm a Pavlov's man. Lube up the iron with the aerosol. I smell the bacon and the hot pecans. I do hope that I don't embarrass y'all. But I get the feeling that this place is under your cosmopolitan suspicion. You very nearly made a fatal blunder to order grits with butter missing. They gonna be butter people, where you from? That's just the way this kind of food gonna come. They gonna be waffles cause you're in the house. They gonna be butter cause you in the south. Scour the menu through the laminate for anything on it subtle or insipid. Look how the pictures on it obviate. They gonna be smothered in a lipids. They gonna be butter people, where you from? That's just the way this kind of food gonna come. They gonna be waffles cause you're in the house. They gonna be butter cause you're in the south. Oh. Butter. Oh, so y'all come to Dixie and be my guests. Just leave it up to me to where I go. Your dietitian may not be impressed. You want the essence of a Sergo. One place. place of business us represent. 11 letters, black and yellow. I like the dishes with them messes bent. Let's get a booth around the elbow. Chandeliers, the wonderful sheen on the butter appears. South of the border between the Carolines, that's about where a northerner should bear in mind. They gonna be butter people where you from. That's just the way this kind of food gonna come. They gonna be waffles cause you're in the house. They gonna be butter cause you're in the south now.
Y'all having a good time so far? They gonna be butter. Stupidest song I've ever written in my life.
Walter Parks, all right. And Walter will be back with us as well in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. We do this the first Thursday of every month down here live in the Museum of Commerce. And we air Best of Radio Lives on subsequent Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. And Radio Live is just one of the many things we do. Check us out online as well at WUWF.org and find out more about all the programs we have in addition to this program. All right. So you all are having a good time, I can tell. All right, I want to introduce our next guest this evening. A native of the Pacific Northwest, Dana Robinson relocated to New England, where he discovered both a thriving songwriter scene and the deep well of traditional mountain music. In the early 1980s, he settled in northern Vermont and built a house totally off the grid on 30 acres near the Canadian border. There, he founded a popular bakery, cafe, and folk music venue. He launched into full-time touring after the release of his 1994 debut CD, Elemental Lullaby, and after receiving a request to perform at Carnegie Hall for Putumayo's Shelter Benefit Project. Susan Robinson grew up in a musical family in New England. She studied piano, oboe, and Scottish fiddle before meeting Dana in 2002. She was working in the environmental field in California when she met Dana at a house concert. Upon moving to North Carolina a short time thereafter, she launched into studying with many of the great old-time musicians in the Asheville area, and naturally adapted to the on-the-road lifestyle. Dirty Linen magazine says of Dana, many songwriters such as Bruce Springsteen or John Mellencamp have been heralded as modern-day Woody Guthries or keepers of the American rural spirit. But that mantle might be better entrusted to musicians like Dana Robinson, who embody both the heart and soul of folk music. Please join me in welcoming Dana and Susan Robinson.
Thank you, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Great to see you. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's a pleasure actually to sing a song that we would not have written had it not been for this little tour we did in Florida a couple of years ago. During the intermission of this concert, we were doing at Highlands Hammock State Park in the middle of Florida there. Nice place, yeah. This big old craggy-looking dude with a big cowboy hat and boots walked up to me and introduced himself as Hank Mattson, the Cracker Cowboy poet. And he says to me right off the bat, I want you to put your music to one of my poems. Can you do that? So I did. And I love history, and so this song is this is Hank Mattson's words, a poem called When This Old Hat Was New, and it's the story of Jake Summerlin, who was known as the King of the Cracker Cowboys around in the middle of the 1800s. And so this is it's about Hank.
When this old hat was new, that's your part.
That's your part, yeah. One, two, three, yeah. I am an old cow hunter, boys. Come and listen to my tales. Memories now are twice as sweet as the old Cracker Trail. For Jacob Summerlin rode fences then were few. When I was just a skinny kid, this old hat was new. When the yearly roundup came, we rode off unaware. How often we'd be preyed upon by Seminole or Bear. But when the herd was sold, shipped across the blue, what bounty we behold, my boys, this old hat was new. At the Summerlin Hotel, old Jake, he'd take his place. He'd shake our hands as we came in, smile upon his face. His doom in Spanish gold, believe me, boys, this old hat was new. Well, the good times quickly changed. The country was at war. And while the battle raged up north, the Federals closed our shores. But Jake, the blockade runner, kept goods sailing through. And the human trade was still maintained when this old hat was new. War, but not the land. Full pardons we was given. Our beef again was in demand, and we thanked Jake and heaven. The loving, the work, you do's the thing, made our dreams come true. When Jake was Cracker Cow Hunter King, this old hat was new. Oh, when Jake was Cracker Cow Hunter King, and this old hat was new.
Thank you.
Two lines really got me in that. The first one was, when loving the work you do's the thing. The freedom of the cowboy on the Florida plains. And then that last line, when Jake was Cracker Cow Hunter King. I never would have written that. Or if I'd written it, I would have edited it out because I couldn't say it. It took me like 2 months to figure out how to say that. when Jake was Cracker Cow Hunter King. But now I love it. Now it's my favorite line in the whole song. So, you know, things have changed a lot in the last 20 years that I've been doing this. Well, I was making sure my tuning was okay. Well, you know, when I started doing this, there weren't any computers. There was just making phone calls and sending things through the mail. And now, at some of our shows, we're looking at people, like, texting. And it's like, hello, look up. And so I'm so glad that none of you have your phones out, right? And folks are at home sitting in their living rooms in front of their radios. Well, this song never would have gotten written if we had access to internet, because I probably would have been checking my email. When we travel, we get put up in all sorts of places, all variety of places. And we were offered a place to stay at this little cabin outside of the town of Galena in northern Illinois. And we thought that sounded like a nice idea, though we'd never been there, so we didn't know what to expect. And so we got out there, we drove about 10 miles down a dirt road, and we pulled up to this cute little yellow farmhouse. We thought, oh, great, this is great. And it turned out they weren't connected to anything. They did have electricity for hot water and lights, but there was nothing else, no cell signal or nothing. So I was left to my own devices, kind of the old school of, gosh, what do we do tonight? Well, maybe we have to sit and write some music. So that's where this song got done, when there was no email to look at. So this song's called The Invitation, and it's got a little part that you can sing on this. I know you'll pick it up. You look like a bright bunch. Why did you laugh? You got it pulled over on us again.
We trust you.
We were driving across the driftless salt, a cold and cloudy day, through the apple orchards, going down Galena Way. Been on the road for 1 week now, feels like two or three. Rambling round, sleeping hard, ain't what it used to be. Came upon a farmhouse set along a quiet road, with willow trees and fields round, waiting to be sowed. We had an invitation, should we ever be coming through, to stop and rest a while here. So that's what we're gonna do. Gonna unplug, gonna recharge, find me a book, and go for a walk in the yard. Gonna slow down, gonna catch up, and let go of what made living so hard. So did you get all that? That's your part. There is no phone connection here, there is no internet, but we have our imaginations and a banjo with no frets. There is no television, no radio for news, but we have a big wide open sky for to sing up at the moon. Gonna unplug, gonna recharge, gonna recharge, find me a book. Find me a book, go for a walk in the yard, go for a walk in the yard. Gonna slow down, gonna catch up, gonna catch up, and let go of what made living so hard. Let go of what made living so hard. You almost got that one. When all the morning comes, we hit the road again. Thank you for your invitation. Our souls are on the mend. I got me unplugged. I got recharged. I got recharged.
Found me a book.
I found me a book. Went for a walk in the yard. I went for a walk in the yard.
Got slowed down.
I got caught up.
I got caught up.
Let go of what?
Let go of me living so hard. Got me unplugged.
You're on your own.
I got recharged. I found me a book. I went for a walk in the yard. Got slowed down. I got caught up. And let go of what made living so hard.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna play for you one of our old songs. I mean, like, not one of our old songs, but collectively one of our old songs.
This one goes back many, many hundreds of years. You may be familiar with this. It's called "Who Killed Cock Robin?" Yeah, you know it maybe as a childhood, either as a storybook or as a song. But
that needs some tune in there.
Okay. The interpretation of this that I like, that I've heard, is that this is the story of Robin Hood's funeral, and how he was so well-loved it took his entire community to bury him when he died. So you hear all the different community members stepping up and saying, it was I, partaking in the funeral.
At some point, I realized after singing the song for a while that all these community members that step up and pay homage, they are us. They are all of us in all of our shapes and forms. And how do you put that, Sue, about?
I like to think that everyone in our community is complicit in what occurs. Whether they act or whether they do not act, we're all complicit
whether we
in the
vote,
outcome. Whether we vote, whether
do
we
not
don't vote,
vote
whether
or
we participate in
or
activities.
Or how we spend our money.
Yeah, and that's how I like to see this song. So, you're going to hear all the different community members stepping up and saying, it was I, and that's your part. And you can just...
You can sing, it was I, it was I.
And you can either sing,
it was I.
Or you cannot sing. But either way, you're complicit in what happens here. Robin, who killed Cock Robin? I sent the sparrow with my little bow and arrow. It was I, oh, it was I.
I
said the crane with my little silver chain. Was I? Oh, it was I.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Dana and Susan Robinson, they too will be back with us. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulffront. And the program is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We are listener-supported public radio from the University of West Florida. You can hear us on the air at 88.1 FM or online at wuwf.org.